It's a really nice late summer day across eastern New York and western New England. There's definitely a feel of summer on this late summer day. Temperatures this afternoon have moved up into the 80s in most areas, with other spots holding in the 70s, and our dew points remain up as well, running mainly in the lower 60s through much of the day, so it's a warm and somewhat humid day. We'll see that humidity finally erase itself later tonight as we have a weak cold front passing through that's going to push that mugginess out to sea. Now, even though there is a front coming through tonight, it's weak, so there's really not much moisture with it. A few clouds may fly through from time to time, but I'm not expecting any wet weather, so we're calling for mainly clear to partly cloudy skies through the night. Some areas of fog will be possible once again, especially in our typically prone locations. Temperatures will fall back into the 50s. Some 40s are possible in the mountains. The mugginess will ease itself away through the overnight hours. So moving into the day tomorrow, it is much less humid, but still mild. Temperatures will be in the 70s to near 80 degrees. A few spots south of Albany may reach above that 80-degree mark. We're looking for a good amount of sunshine through the day. So all in all, a beautiful final full day of summer across the area. And moving into Thursday, autumn arrives Thursday morning. And it's still going to feel like summer, though, with temperatures running in the 70s to low 80s under partly to mostly sunny skies. So things are quiet for the first day of autumn on Thursday. And then on Friday, we will see a front approach the area that could set off some showers and storms as we go through the day. And we're going to see a much cooler trend as we move through the weekend into early next week. So finally, we're going to go back to a fall feel once again as temperatures do take a dive. A check on the tropics this afternoon. We have Tropical Storm Carl, which is to the northeast of the Leeward Islands. The storm is expected to pass well north of the Caribbean, well north of Puerto Rico late this week, and then take a turn to the north and northeast, and it may impact Bermuda over the weekend. So that's definitely something that needs to be monitored. Farther out in the Atlantic, newly formed Tropical Storm Lisa poses no threat to land. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy with areas of fog, low in the 50s, some 40s in the mountains. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, mild, and less humid, high 75 to 80. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy with areas of fog, low in the 50s, some 40s in the mountains. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny, mild, and less humid, high 75 to 80. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low 58 to 66. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, mild and less humid, high 76 to 84. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, in the Berkshires. For tonight, partly cloudy to mainly clear with areas of fog, lows in the 50s. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny, mild and less humid, high 75 to 80. Region-wide on Thursday, partly to mostly sunny, highs in the 70s to lower 80s, and on Friday, partly sunny with a chance of showers or storms, with highs in the 70s to around 80, though cooler across the far north, with highs in the 60s near the Canadian border. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.